This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. A federal court Friday blocked the administration from cutting grants to states for public health. CPR's John Daly reports.
At stake is $11 billion in health funding. That includes almost $230 million for Colorado. The Department of Health and Human Services announced the cutbacks in March. Attorney General Phil Weiser joined 22 other states to stop the abrupt move. The order from Judge Mary S. McElroy in Rhode Island extends an earlier temporary ruling. She wrote the cuts would harm infectious disease research, mental health and addiction services, and the availability of vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Governor Polis vetoed a Democratic bill that would make it easier for workers to fully unionize. CPR's Banta Berkland.
Polis has long been at odds with members of his own party over the bill. It would have eliminated the requirement for a second vote before a workplace fully unionizes. In that election, at least three-quarters of workers have to agree to union security, meaning even non-union members pay fees for collective bargaining. Polis said he wanted business and labor to reach an agreement, which didn't happen. In his veto letter, Polis voiced support for that second vote, but said he is open to changing its terms in the future. I'm Banta Berkland, CPR News.
Winter drivers on mountain highways could soon be able to pay someone to install tire chains on their car. The state will issue permits for roadside chain-up stations under a new state law. This is Weekend Edition on CPR News and KRCC.